Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on All You Need to Know Radio, employers are telling their employees lose weight or else. Are they threatening their jobs? Is that the right thing to do in America, to be able to tell someone what they can weigh and where they can work? And you can lose your job if you don't? We discuss it tonight on All You Need to Know Radio. Brace yourself, everyone. All You Need to Know Radio starts right now. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio, America's number one show. Thanks to you, we hit the air. We're number one. We greatly appreciate it. I am your host, Luke Diesel, with the amazing
Robin.
And we are heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to listen to the show live, just go to your little cell phone there and dial 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. And you can listen to us on Facebook and Twitter. All You Need to Know Radio is our Facebook, and All Need Radio is our Twitter. We invite you to please follow us on Twitter. And what do they call it? Tweeting?
Tweeting. Yep, tweet us.
All right. On today's show, it's a little hard to believe, don't you think, Robin?
I don't know. I have mixed emotions on this one.
Employers, CNN Money is reporting employers measure workers' waistlines. They go on to say, your mother isn't the only one who wants you to eat right and exercise. Employers are increasingly prodding their workers to lose weight and get more active. Companies are going beyond just handing out
pedometers. Yep. Hand those pedometers out.
And offering Weight Watchers. Now more of them are measuring waist sizes, recording body fat levels, and penalizing those who carry around too much extra weight. Mm. What do you think, Robin?
Well, I don't know about penalizing, but I love the fact that they're handing out pedometers and offering Weight Watchers because, you know, your waist size does determine so many illnesses. I mean, like a heart attack. It can determine that. But I think they ought to do it from a more positive viewpoint, not penal. I think the penalizing maybe should be out. If you see all of your coworkers getting bonuses or an extra paid day off or something for meeting your wellness program, wellness goal, I think it would more motivate you than being penalized.
I mean, how does this work? I mean, there's a scale at the end of the elevator, and everybody lines up, and they get measured like they did in the Vegas days.
I don't know. Maybe they
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Back in Las Vegas, or at least on casinos.
Or flight attendants. Flight attendants used to have to meet rigorous. And, you know, police officers, too. I have a lot of friends in the law enforcement agencies, and they get a little opinionated when it comes to being a very overweight police officer because, you know, you've got to depend on your partner to have your back, and if the guy can't run or girl can't run to help you,
it's not
my
reassuring.
Opinion. It's their opinion.
Yeah, and it's not reassuring if somebody is not in, you know,
in good physical health when you're fighting for your life, possibly.
And trust me, to get the job, they had to be.
Right. They went through the academy and all of that. But I know we're getting away from the point here, but there are some agencies that I think make you pass, and then I guess they drop the ball after that, like a law enforcement agency. Then maybe they should have more updates on that. It keeps their officers healthier and more able to enforce the law.
Well, CNN Money goes on to say, wellness programs have been around for years, but they are now evolving. Companies are doing more biometric screening where they measure metrics such as waist. Oh, my gosh, I can't read today, Robin. Help me out.
I will. Such as waist circumferences, cholesterol, glucose, which is also your sugar level, blood pressure, and they use independent third-party vendors to protect confidential employee data. As long as they don't leak it, yeah, that's great because we don't want that leaked. Another thing that's personal about ourselves.
The latest trend is to offer rewards and penalties.
They should take the penalties
for workers
out.
Who are at risk.
Right.
To take action. See, I have mixed feelings about this too. I applaud the companies because, you know, it's the whole thing about the healthcare program in America.
Right.
You
prevention.
You give people the ability to get healthcare so they can stay healthy. And the long term of it is that everybody won't have to use their insurance as much.
Exactly. And they're healthier. They'll live longer for themselves and their families. But a lot of people that have office sitting jobs for hours, like your 911 operators, you know, or office people in general, they sit a lot. They ought to offer more breaks and more, like, free workout, you know, gym memberships or something, maybe have group workouts. I think, is it the Japanese that do nap time for their employees and exercise proteins? Yeah, I think it is. I think it's an Asian country. I hope that doesn't sound terrible, but it's either the Japanese corporations or Chinese corporations. I want to think it's Japanese. They offer nap time. They found through lots of studies that it makes more productive employees if they're fit and healthy and rested. They don't have as many sick days. They're more motivated to show up. They know that they're going to get rewarded. Just saying.
Yeah, but I'm with you. What penalties do you think they get? Do they get lashes?
I don't know.
Do they get a Jacquard paddle?
Do they get paddled and put in time out? I don't know. I think that the negative motivation does not work on me. And I doubt it works on a lot of people, but I think if I was in a corporation that did this sort of thing and I saw all of my friends getting bonuses or a paid day off or, you know, some kind of a goal that they reached and they got some kind of reward, I would not want to be the only one that didn't get recognized or rewarded. I would want that extra little bonus.
Well, but don't you think it could also work the other way and completely demotivate people because it would be very obvious? I mean, you can tell who's fat. You can tell people that are not in shape.
That's true.
And, you know, I understand.
It's very easy
running
to
the
see.
Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay,
still,
the article
goes
on. If we
motivate it in a great way, it's a good thing.
Right. The article goes on to say, which we're reading from CNN Money, guys. If you're just joining us, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio, and we are discussing employers are measuring their employees' weight. And when their weight is too much waste, They're penalizing them. But if they're in good shape, they're giving them rewards.
Mm-hmm.
This article goes on to say, the hardest metric is to move the dial is on weight. And I'm not going to read this long-ass title of, I'm just going to say Luann Hyman, which found the increasing employees' physical activity and managing their weight are large employers' top health
priorities.
Oh, God, my Lord.
For
2015. Yes. Well, we had to shift really quickly, and so my mind
right.
is in a different direction.
Exactly.
They are shifting to more outcome and goal-based incentives.
I think that's
good. Article goes on to say what, Robin?
The article goes on to say employers want trimmer workers. Weight is the main concern for many employers since so many Americans are too heavy. Nearly 7 in 10 adults are overweight and more than one-third are obese, according to federal health statistics. You want me to go on?
So where do you fall? How do you think? What do you think about this? Do you think this is a good idea or bad idea?
Go on Facebook
and let us know what you think.
I think if they do it in a positive way, it's very uplifting and motivating. Maybe no one else in this person's life cares that they're overweight. Maybe they've got other issues. But if they can be gently persuaded and goal-oriented towards bettering their health and getting in shape, not everyone can weigh the same, but you can be a healthier you.
But if you've got someone that has an obesity problem,
mm-hmm.
aren't you discriminating against them because they can't get that way? That it's a disease, is it? Would you consider a disease?
No, I think I don't know. I don't know if obesity it's a disease if
well, I mean,
it comes.
It's a clinical. It's a clinical something. It's labeled.
If it's caused from. Well, if it's caused from diabetes or something medically wrong, you know, that they need help getting fixed with their bodies, maybe it's genetic. Some people are just heavier. That's why I'm saying not everyone's going to weigh the same, but they can be healthier. Their waist may not be, you know, what their employee goes by the certain guidelines, because they have a thing where I think your waist has to be less than half your height, I think. I don't know. I remember reading that somewhere.
That's
I feel like
a flight
if you're,
attendant?
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to think. What career is that? Is that for a fly attendant or a Vegas showgirl?
I think I read that on one of Dr. Oz's websites, I think, on one of his posts one time. That like, let's say you're 5'4", so you're 64 inches, then your waist needs to be below 32 inches or something. I think anything over 32 or 34, they have a certain guideline for females and men that if your waist is over 32 inches for a female, no matter what your height may be, that is a sign that you could possibly be in trouble, you know, having that extra belly fat. And I think for men, it's over 35 inches. But, you know, you've got to look at, okay, what if this guy's like, you know, a 280-pound, really solid, muscular, big guy? His waist's probably going to be over 35 inches. So they've got to look at it by the scale and then individually. Because that
well,
person
you have
that,
just wanted to plug Dr. Oz on this show for so long, and now you finally got it.
Finally got it. But I think that, you know, if they measure the waist, but then they look at, like it's saying, their blood levels, the different things in their blood panel, the glucose, the cholesterol, and that comes out great, then I think that should overbalance if their waist is a half inch or 1 inch over what their, you know, status guidelines are.
Absolutely.
I think it's a
now,
good
this article,
thing as long as they don't penalize them.
I agree. This article goes on to say what, Robin?
Oh, I just put it down. Hold on. Let me grab it.
Obesity
is also a risk factor for many expensive illnesses, including diabetes and heart disease, which I was just referring to. And unlike high cholesterol and blood pressure, it's very easy to see. Employers know. It's not hidden. You don't have to screen employees. You just have to look at them. Which looked at employee wellness programs last year, Soren Matke, senior scientist at RAND. The number of firms using biometric measures is still relatively small, but more are adopting them, Heinen said. This is particularly true among larger employees. Oh, it talks about JetBlue.
What's so funny is I don't see them naming any employees.
Well, it's talking about JetBlue.
Any employers.
It's talking about JetBlue, if you look down.
Do you see any?
Yeah, JetBlue.
Okay.
JetBlue Airways has revamped its wellness program in recent years, adding one-on-one coaching by benefit specialists or registered nurses in 2013 and testing a biometric measuring program this year. Employees can earn up to $400 in rewards in their health savings account for partaking in certain activities. That's great. I mean, you know, let's reward them.
Of course, you need to reward them. I don't like the penalties.
No, I don't either.
I like you said, I just don't think negative works.
No, it
that.
Needs to be voluntary, definitely.
You know what that sound means?
Time for a break.
That is right. All right, guys, if you're just joining us, this is All You Need to Know Radio. Anything and everything you want to know, it's going to be on this show. If you want to hear about entertainment, it's on All You Need to Know Radio. You want to hear about politics, it's going to be on All You Need to Know Radio.
We got it.
If you want to hear about finance, we have it, Robin?
We got it.
We got it. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. This is the fabulous Melissa Etheridge. Take my number.
Look around you and ask yourself, do you know who anyone really is? Are you regretting your decision to join us? Were you screwing us?
No.
You sure about that? We're all capable of terrible things.
How to Get Away with Murder. All new next Thursday, 10, 9 central on ABC.
Where are the freaks? I'm getting bored.
Freaks.
It was in the fall when I realized the world I had known was forever doomed. I knew I was about to enter the gates of hell, but like the inescapable pull of gravity, there was nothing I could do about it.
Let's hope they start bringing in some paying customers.
Dear Diary, I have seen my future. It is pink and wrapped in silk.
You're gonna be big stars. You're gonna pack that house night after night.
We're nobody's trained monkey.
This place is as good as it gets for folks like us.
Human oddity!
What you're about to see will astound your senses and harrow your very soul.
Freaks! They're freaks!
Come tomorrow morning, my boys are gonna come over here and run you out of town. There is no place in Jupiter for freaks.
Don't call us freaks!
American Horror Story on FX.
The one and only Barbara Streisand. With her stunning new album, Partners. Featuring breathtaking new duets with extraordinary voices. Album from Barbara Streisand, out now.
In theaters now, Fury with Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf.
Fire!
On what?
Hit that son of a bitch! Do your job!
I had the best gunner in the army in SC. Now I got you. I promised my crew a long time ago I'd keep them alive.
These troops get by you. We're all dead in the water. All we got is you.
I need you to perform. He kills you, or you kill him.
I can't do it!
Yes, you can.
Light him up!
They're coming!
How many?
There's 5 against 300!
We ain't never run before. Why are we gonna run now?
The tank's busted!
I'm gonna hold this crossroad.
I'm staying here with you.
Come on!
Rated R.
Yeah.
right, everybody. Welcome back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, Luke Diesel, with the amazing
Robin.
We are heard every Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to listen to the show live, call 619-638-8513. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook's All You Need to Know Radio, Twitter at All Need Radio. We are discussing employers. They think you're too fat. We make light of it, but actually, some employers are going to start measuring your waistline.
Yep.
And they're going to be giving bonuses, and they're going to be giving penalties. Tell them about it, Robin.
Well, it says that on here about JetBlue, I was reading while we were on break there, and signing up for coaching gives employees a $50 bonus, and they can earn another $200 for finishing the program with the coach. And if they're in the test program that JetBlue is putting up, they can earn up to $500 if they submit their weekly weight, blood pressure, and waist measurements, and if their health improves based on their final reading. Some 74% participated in the rewards program and 46% in the coaching initiative, says Kristen Brown, the benefit director for the airline. 76% of the people in the program completed the six-month trial, and this trial group were able to lower their risk factors. Isn't that great? I mean, that's really helping people
Absolutely. Feel
good
yeah,
about
I,
their
I'm
health.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk at least 4 miles a week.
Right.
I mean, it's a promise I made myself when
that's
I
great.
Hit my 40s.
I mean, keeping
and that,
active
that's
and
my
healthy.
Story. I'm sticking to it.
That's right. Oh, gosh. But there are some companies here. I'm reading on down. Lafarge, U.S. It offers the voluntary health screening and coaching program, and those who participate get rewarded, but those who don't are limited in their choice of the company-sponsored health insurance plans. So if you participate in their program, you can choose the gold level where there's no deductible and blah, 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 or if you don't choose, then you go all the way down to the bronze level, which has a $2,750 deductible.
Well, they need to be real careful with that because it's against the law to offer certain people different plans
mm-hmm.
in insurance. You know that, right?
I'm finding that out.
They need to be very careful in promoting that because they can get into some serious, serious fines. So, guys, we will have this article on our Facebook and Twitter. Believe it or not, your employer is going to start measuring your waistlines.
Well, I really
you
applaud
make $400 if you're healthy.
Yeah, and I applaud JetBlue because they are focusing on risk factors for their employees that aren't sick yet. They're doing the preventative health.
Well, and it'll also save you money because you will start eating right instead of junk food.
And you'll have less sick days. I mean, you know, there'll be more employees healthy on the job. So I want to get one of those things for our studio where you put the treadmill, and we put our laptops on this little desk that goes on the treadmill, and you set it like on really slow, but you're actually moving while you, instead of sitting at a desk, you're moving while you're reading your laptop and working. You have a whole desk that fits across your treadmill. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be really cool.
Get me one, Luke.
Absolutely. We'll have to look into do that.
Yeah,
but
why not? Stay moving.
Anything that promotes people taking care of their health,
right?
I'm for.
Me too.
The penalties, I've just kind of got.
Yeah, not so much.
All right, moving on to our song pick of the week. But once again, guys, that your some employers are going to start rewarding their employees for their waistlines. If your waistline is too much, you may get penalized. Robin and I disagree with that. If you are healthy and you try to take care of yourself, you can make $400 on top of your check. So when you kind of think about it, it could be a good deal. So it's a good read. It'll be on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure that you go and listen to it. All right, so our song pick of the week, you're not going to know who this is. I actually saw this guy on Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Okay.
And, well, you might know it is. We'll play it, and then you tell me if you know who it is, because the name of the guy, the group is hard for me to say. Hemlock or something like that?
Hemlock, uh-huh.
Is that it?
Yep. That's the name of a group, yeah.
Hozier. H-O-Z-E-I-E-R.
Okay, I've heard,
have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
H-O-Z-I-E-R?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll let you ponder that.
Maybe I haven't.
And then you can listen to this song. This is our song pick of the week. Everybody out there, this song is new, it's dangerous, and it's in your face, and it's All You Need to Know Radio's song pick of the week. Is that, how do you say the name of that group?
Well, I want to, well, you know, Hozier? I don't know.
Hozier. I like Hozier. I don't like Hozier. Hozier, take me to church. Take a listen.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. If only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen.
All right, everybody, so that is our song pick of the week. How do you say the name of the group, Robin?
I'm trying to look it up.
Hozier,
I think. I think it's Hozier.
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 And it's called Take Me to Church.
Yep, they were on LFS, I looked it up.
You can get it on iTunes right now.
Yep.
What'd you think?
It's an interesting sound. Yeah, it is. It's more of a sing-song type, easy-going.
But
like rock him.
That's what I kind of like it. It kind of reminds me of Gautier.
They're from Ireland. Ireland.
I know. Isn't it weird that the people from out of the country, they come to this country. And
everybody loves
them. They don't even sound like they're from out of the country.
Well, when they sing, but when they talk, they do.
Yeah, but look at Colin Farrell. Is that his name? No. What's the dark-headed guy?
Well, there's Colin Firth and there's Colin Farrell.
Is Colin Farrell the one that all the girls go crazy over?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually have met him before. He's really short.
Oh, really?
But he's from out of the country, but when he acts, you would never know that.
I know. So many that do that, like on Walking Dead.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to talk about that in the Hollywood Report, which is getting ready to come up. All right, guys. Also, if you are an OTEP fan, stay tuned. We're going to play the voted fan song. It's actually a really good one, but you got to stay tuned to find out what it is. But now, Robin, what time is it?
Hollywood Weird Report.
All right, first on the countdown today. Ooh.
Okay.
She's got a big booty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is it?
That was Jennifer Lopez and Iggy Azalea.
Yep.
Okay, first up, you know who Nick Cannon is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you know he's going through a divorce with Mariah Carey.
Right.
Well, he seems to be getting people talking that his new client, Amber Rose, which she just actually filed for divorce from her husband, too, might be the person he cheated with.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were caught having dinner by TMZ. It's so funny. You cannot get away with anything with him.
And they know that, Luke. They know that.
Yeah, they're just, they want
the
fun.
It's such a PR game out there. Sometimes it's ridiculous.
It is.
You know, I've heard people say, why go to the places you know TMZ is parked at? They never find them in little out-of-the-way hiding places. They go right there where they know TMZ is going to be.
If they don't know it, then they should know it.
Yeah, they know.
Because it's very well known.
Sometimes I think they have their PR guys call TMZ ahead and say, hey, Nick's going to be there.
Hey, I wouldn't put it past him.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I wouldn't put him past him. Octomom, she's got problems.
I can't.
You know, it surprises me, like, the people that do these housewife movies, and then they don't claim their taxes. You know, like, the Real Housewives of New Jersey that go on and talk about how they get paid in their businesses with cash. And the stupidity of that,
yeah,
just in the IRS's faces, everybody out there, if you don't realize this, people that work for the IRS watch TV.
Yeah.
I mean, when she filed bankruptcy, the day after she filed bankruptcy, asking the court for bankruptcy protection, she was filmed with a $3,000 bag.
Mm.
Now, her position is that it was given to her, or she didn't pay that for it. But anyway,
okay.
Back to Octomom. If you don't know who Octomom is, let's refresh your memory.
Yeah.
She is the one who had how many kids, Robin?
8.
Good Lord.
I know. That's why she's called Octomom. It means 8. Yeah.
I'm just testing your memory.
Yep, I remember.
So
I
TMZ,
get that.
TMZ reports the IRS has learned a thing or two about a self-pleasure tape that exists from Octomom. Because the agency is now pleasuring itself.
I don't know if I can hear this. My ears.
The way they
ears.
Write this stuff.
I don't know, but it's making my ears hurt.
Oh,
my gosh.
Pleasuring itself by going after her unpaid taxes on her. Get ready for it. You ready for it? You might
okay.
want to cover your ears.
Okay.
Her masturbation video.
Oh, my gosh. This woman. Doesn't she know her children are going to... Oh, this is just very upsetting. Sorry,
Uncle
I'm
Sam
upset.
And his buddies believe that Nadia Solomon raked in at least... Boy, this world wants to watch someone masturbate for $116,000?
Is that worth that to her? I mean, is she? Are they starving?
She's really not. She has no money.
She... Desperate for attention. I mean, what is going on? I know she's got 14 children altogether. If I remember, she had 6. Oh, maybe I'm not remembering. I thought she had 6 already when she had her 8.
Well, I know that there was a big thing going on.
Oh my gosh!
That people were just very unhappy because you know she's on welfare.
Well, she shouldn't be.
She
makes $116,000. There are people out there that need it that don't make $116,000 for doing something like that.
But, you know, I'm kind of like you that her kids are going to see this.
Exactly.
And I just, you know, can you imagine that conversation?
Oh, well, I
no,
don't know.
I guess you probably can't.
Terrible.
I mean, I was trying to remember what, when they were talking about a sex tape or something, or pictures they were taking or something, and they were talking about how they're going to have to explain them to their kids because they don't know. Oh, it was Channing Tatum. He was saying he's going to have to explain to his little girl when she sees Magic Mike. He said that's going to be an interesting conversation.
That, to me, that's a little different. That's a movie, and it's about a movie, but to film yourself in a self-pleasuring video, that is a very personalized, real reality video. It's not acting. It's not being in a movie where nudity is part of the show. Maybe I'm partial to Channing, but this is just unbelievable. And there are people out there that need the welfare money. And when you are on welfare or any kind of assistance, you have to declare what your income is. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, you have to let the government know what income you're bringing in to qualify for assistance. And she must be making money doing other things, appearances or speaking or opening up a Las Vegas show or appearing
at
a little club.
She was stripping
at
a strip club.
Yeah, she's got to report her tip.
God only knows she would want to watch that strip.
Well, I'm sure she's
had I mean, I'm not being judgmental, but I wouldn't want to watch that strip.
Well, you know, you don't know what her body looks like now. Maybe she's had surgery and adjustments and all that, but which is fine.
Comes Robin
you know?
To the rescue.
Well, if she wants to do that, that's her body, that's fine, but she shouldn't be on welfare if she's able to make money in other ways.
And speaking of Channing Tatum, we'd
love
to
I'm ready to change the subject, yes.
And Magic Mike XXL, apparently there's so much nudity and sex on the set that four different girls have quit and walked off.
Why would they quit?
I mean, you're going to see a movie. You're auditioning for a stripper movie. Do you not think there's going to be nudity?
Well, I don't know. Is there more details of why they quit? Was it just too much nudity for them? And that's
they
a their,
say
their
it was
choice.
Just too much nudity for them.
Okay, well.
So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this movie now.
Don't be in the movie. Yeah, that's right.
You know, the sad part is that Matthew McConaughey is not in this one.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll all get over it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving on to the Pope.
Okay, that's...
What a segue.
That is a big one. Okay, nudity, shipping the Pope.
Sinead O'Connor has been caught lying that she had plans to do a duet with the Pope.
Who would have believed that?
TMZ reports.
Oh, my gosh.
The American Music Awards sources are telling TMZ they never wanted Sinead O'Connor to stand alongside Pope Francis on their show. They said she was the one pushing for the appearance.
Okay.
Sources close to the production tell TMZ it was actually her team who contacted the AMAs, but having Sinead and her Pope beef during the show was never discussed.
Hmm.
Boy, we did it.
Well, maybe they were trying.
Whoopi Goldberg would be proud.
Yeah. Maybe they were trying, you know, trying to get her involved with that.
Maybe.
And blame them for trying.
All right, let's move on to some TV.
Okay.
American Horror Story.
Oh, I love that show.
Freak Show.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still love clowns?
Not so much.
Clowns that actually do clowns for a living have started a petition to try to get American Horror Story to pull the clowns, the evil killing clown, as they put it, from the show because it's ruining their business.
Oh, why would it ruin
their American Horror Story debuted, they can't book any jobs.
Oh, that's silly. People know it's a TV show. I mean...
It's pretty scary, though.
Things. I mean, look at Chucky the
doll.
Did everybody stop buying dolls?
My roommate is like, if there is a clown in that, I'm out. I'm not watching it.
Well, some people really do have a very very deep fear of clowns, even before American Horror Story. They do not like clown dolls, clown, real clowns, you know, pictures of clowns. They just don't like it. And a lot of those same people don't like dolls, you know, like porcelain dolls. They just have a fear of it.
Well,
but this guy, this actor, this whole character in American Horror Story, he looks like a decayed clown. He doesn't look like anything I've ever seen at the circus or, you know, anything. He's not a normal clown, and people should be able to tell the difference.
Well, that's assuming people have common sense.
Yeah, well,
that's
okay.
That's assuming a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's always characters in these shows that they portray. Doesn't mean it applies.
But are you watching
all.
It? Oh,
are
yes.
Are
you watching
I'm
the show?
Yes. I'm watching
well,
it so much
what,
that.
I loved the Sarah Paulson's characters.
Yeah, characters.
The Siamese double-headed twins.
Yeah, conjoined twins.
I see some really evil things coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be something. They did great. They did great with the visualization of that.
Yeah, they did, and she hopefully is going to get up for an award because one of them is like, you know, normal, and the other one is always like, she looks like she has Down syndrome or something. I shouldn't say that. What would you say? You saw her. What would you?
One looks happy and one looks depressed. One looks a little bit more outgoing. One is more outgoing and one is more introverted.
Well, when Jessica Lange originally found them for the freak show, maybe Dot was the one that said that she actually really could sing. But when they got up to the microphone, she could not hold a key. She couldn't sing.
Right.
So then the other one started singing because she has a crush on Cyclops guy with the huge hands.
Lobster Boy,
that's it.
Yeah.
And, boy, she did Criminal by...
I know, it was beautiful.
That was just awesome.
Yeah.
They were doing a mosh pit.
Was that really singing?
I wonder if OTEP watched it, because they were doing a mosh pit in a circus.
Oh, wow.
It was really pretty cool.
Was that her really singing?
Yes.
She did a great job.
Yeah, she did a really good job. And it was her singing when she sounded really bad, too.
Well, yeah.
I always find it really interesting when actors have to sing badly, and they actually can sing.
Right. So they have to turn that key off in their head, in their ear.
So it's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, more TV. How to Get Away with Murder. ABC's new hit show. Are you watching it?
Nope.
You have got to watch it. Okay. I have an episode for you that I'm going to send you. It's an entire episode. Let me tell you something. This show is pushing boundaries. I think that Shonda Rhimes was a gay man in her second life.
In another life, yeah.
Because she is pushing. In another life because... I don't like Grey's Anatomy. I never got into Grey's Anatomy.
I love Grey's Anatomy, and I love Scandal.
And Scandal is just giving it to you right, left and right. Last week's episode was really good.
Yeah.
But How to Get Away with Murder is just as good as Scandal.
I just don't know if I want to
like
add another TV
stuff.
Show. I get sucked into these series, and I got to work.
No.
I stay up late at night watching them when I DVR them, so I'm like, I'm not going to bed. I'm watching, you know, Scandal and all of these. Grey's Anatomy,
I almost had to
Sons
like,
of Anarchy, Boardwalk Empire.
Don't talk. I haven't seen that one yet either.
Okay.
I almost had to tie my roommate to the chair to get him to watch How to Get Away with Murder. But
yeah.
Once he started watching it, he watched
all
four episodes that have aired.
Okay, well.
Because it's that captivating. It,
so there's
you know,
been
Viola
four episodes.
Davis from The Help.
So I've got to catch
She's
up
amazing.
Four episodes. Yeah, I love her acting. So I've got to catch up four episodes, huh?
Well, let me tell you something, Robin. Don't be thinking she's a maid.
Oh, I've seen little snippets. I just haven't seen a full episode. I think she was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about it, and I saw that.
She was on, it's actually the very first role that a black woman in a lead role plays a sexual deviant.
She's a deviant?
That's how she put it on The View.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, she dresses. I mean, she's hot.
Well.
And you don't mess
why
with
not?
Her. But
yep.
I really enjoy the show. It's one of my favorite
okay,
shows.
Okay, well, check it out.
So How to Get Away with Murder
okay.
is on at 9 o'clock on ABC, Scandal 8 o'clock, and then Grey's Anatomy, since Robin likes it, is on at 7. They call it TGIT.
Thank God it's Thursday.
But think about this. Shonda Rhimes has to write 3 different shows, and they can't all be the same.
Right.
She is just, in one word, brilliant.
Yes, she is.
She really is. They're actually calling her the savior of night TV. So, and then American Horror Story, of course, is on FX at 9 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Okay,
right.
Some really, really exciting news. Friends to the show, Kurt Cole, is just booked a co-starring role on Major Crimes.
Wow.
TNT's, remember The Closer?
Yes.
Well, there is a spinoff show that is called Major Crimes. And I think they're in their second, they might be in their third season. It's actually really, really good. But we got the news from his agent that he had booked that show, and he will be coming on with us in the coming weeks.
Awesome.
So very exciting. So make sure you set your DVRs. Make sure you watch it. Major Crimes on TNT. It's on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Great.
So, Robin, is that the enough Hollywood weird?
I don't think I can stand anymore. You have gone all around the world with your news today. Tonight.
I know.
I mean, from one extreme to the other. At least.
All right. So, it is time to give you some OTEP news. Next Saturday, I'm going to say the name of the place wrong. San Bernardino?
If you're not from there, it's San Bernardino. But if you're from there, it's San Bernardino.
Wherever it is.
Yeah.
It's worth a plane ticket. She will be meeting people. She will be signing her merchandise. Guys, if you haven't seen OTEP, friend to the show, and I know we get emails all the time about her, she's going to be on the show. She was actually supposed to be on the show this last week, but she's kind of in
probably
the middle
in
of
rehearsals.
The tour.
Probably in rehearsals or something.
Exactly. So this Saturday, knotfest.com, go buy your ticket. If you meet her, tell her you heard about it, her show on All You Need to Know Radio. And
oh,
Lucy Robbins
cool.
said hi.
That would be cool. Yay.
All right. So in honor of OTEP's show, let's let you hear the song that you played or that we're going to play. And that you voted, and it's called Eat the Children, and it's by the amazing OTEP Shamaya. And I think that Robin needs to say her goodbyes because she has to go and pick up her little kiddos. Maybe not. Maybe she's going to stay and listen to the song with us. All right, so everybody out there, listen up. This is the amazing, fabulous songstress herself, Queen of Metal, OTEP Shamaya, Eat the Children on All You Need to Know Radio. And you voted for it, guys. Here it is.
Hush, little baby. Don't make a sound. Hush, little baby. don't make a move. This is gonna hurt me more than you.
Alright, everybody, that was the amazing Otep Shemaya, her single Eat the Children, which you on Facebook voted for. Robin, are you still there?
I am.
I can't see you over there. Alright. Yep. What did you think of that song?
Oh, I had to step out for just a second. I thought it was great.
Eat the Children.
Pretty intense.
I have to ask Otep what that means.
Pretty intense. Yeah, I would like to know that too.
It's funny, my mom's like, I really like a lot of her music, but wow. It's
pretty
funny
intense.
You say intense. It
yeah.
is intense.
Yes, I don't know.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. This is All You Need to Know Radio. We are out of time for this afternoon, or tonight, actually. It's dark outside, Robin.
No, I
got to
read the kids.
Time
Good
to
evening.
Go home.
Good evening. Good
That's
night,
right.
everybody.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're here every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Make sure you tell your friends and family about us. You can always win OTEP books. You can win OTEP CDs. We were trying to get tickets for the show this coming weekend, but you would not believe how hard they're being about that. We asked her management, and we got one word. No.
I think it's going to be
So,
no.
You know what? she is actually worth it to pay for the ticket. You're going to get to see her with a bunch of other bands. You're also going to get to meet her. She's going to sign the merchandise at her merch table. Go out there and see her. Otep Shemaya, she is the best artist, in my opinion. I think Robin probably agrees also. Live. It's amazing. It's a ride for your life. Next Saturday, San Bernardino, KnotFest. Go to KnotFest.com and get your tickets now. All right, guys, we are out of time. I am Luke Diesel, your host, with the amazing
Robin.
Keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all is. Be nice to each other, especially in today's society. Be careful out there. Wash your hands. Don't listen to these crazy media people telling you Ebola's going to spread. Not that bad. One person has died. So don't listen to the media hype. I'm Luke Diesel with Robin. Good night. If you make that-